I want to. I'm bad at speeches. I teach every day, but when I want to talk seriously, it's hard. This degree that I'm trying to finish is the one that I wanted to have when I was at John Brown High School. Mr. Samuel was my math teacher. When he was teaching me calculus, I was always listening to Charlie Parker in my head. I was trying to like push it out of my head while I heard Charlie Parker and John Coltrane licks in my head all the time. I couldn't have done it with a bunch of people. The first one was my first teacher who was trying to come here. I'll use an analogy. My first teacher to me would be, let's say, Moses. Antonio would be Jesus, and Mr. Heat would be God. That's all I can say. And I'm honored to have these mentors, and not only mentors, this family. You know, and Antonio always talks about jazz, is about life and the relationships you have with people, and Mr. Heath always talks about that, the context that you make with people, the communication and that you make along your life is the most important thing. And I try to do it. I mean, the friends that I have here, there's some examples. I know people here for 30 years, like Joanne, I know almost since I was 6 years old, I think. And Dave, I know since I'm 15, and let me see. Oh, Wallace is my student, Miss Miami. I mean, long-term relationship. I have my student Wallace and my student Mike Rude. You know, so that's very special. I try. It's hard to keep in touch with so many people. Jackie Winberg, Larry Burke. I might as well go through the whole thing. Miss Meyer, thank you, Miss Samuel, Joanne, Tony, Mr. and Mrs. Heath. My wife came back today from Columbia, yeah. Which is amazing. Jackie Winberg. So thank you guys. I mean, this is like a family concert. I don't want to make a big spiel out of it.
Your wife and who?
What?
Your wife and who came back?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And our baby boy that's cooking in the oven. hopefully, Antonio and Mr. Heath can teach him something because I can't teach him. So then my parents, of course, my dad's very sick, so my mother may be outside, I don't know, but thank my mom for everything, all the craziness, you know, that she did. She kept me off the streets. A lot of you people know my background. Mom kept me off the street with that fist and the music. So I thank my mom and my dad for helping me not, you know, deal with the drug scene that was happening in my neighborhood. Very important. And my grandmother, because my grandmother gave me the genes of music. She had it. So, and my grandfather, too, is not here with us. So anyway, thank you so much. So we're going to do a couple more numbers, and thank you. Without Antonio, I mean, gee whiz, you're my man. My brother. I mean, one other thing I gotta say about the Queens College program. Most everyone knows me, so you know, our medical school is nothing like school here at Queens. Medical school was like a survival thing. No one cared. It was a eat dog world. And I came to graduate school. I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I knew Antonio would be fine and all that, but I just didn't know at what level. And the dedication of him and Mike Mossman, you know, just do. I mean, they stay here to 8, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock every day for the kids. I mean, I never seen that kind of dedication in any university. Mm-hmm. Not at all. Not medical residents, not medical school, not undergrad. And I've never seen that, the dedication that they do. And pushing the kids. I do that at the high school level, and I see what they do here with the kids here. This is the greatest program. I never thought I was going to have such a good time learning from these two gentlemen. And then, of course, all of this wouldn't happen if Mr. Heath didn't found the program. Mr. Heath founded this program.
Wow.
So he was the founder of the program. It's an honor. And thanks for my classmates to come too. Thanks, guys. The classmates here, and Antonio and Mike, make this place like a family joint. So everyone likes each other. There's always no vibes. Everyone's very friendly and help each other. That's really cool. You guys don't know how fortunate you are.
Tell the truth.
What is the truth?
No.
Because, like, in medical school, forget about it. People are crazy, man. So, I have no idea. So, anyway. And thanks, Larry, too. All right, so we're going to do a couple more numbers.